Hello, world, and welcome to a brand new episode of Mackin' with Miles. This episode is going to be kind of short, you know, but I had to come back, make sure I speak out to you guys just for a little bit, you know. Mackin' with Miles actually been a lot shorter on the podcast platform because of the music on, you know, Spotify and, you know, listening to the live show on freshesfm.com, 4 p.m. every Sunday. But I'm going to start extending these episodes on here, so you know you get your time's worth. You know, I do want to shout out Eddie Diamond and Danielle for holding it down for Thanksgiving, because my ass had to work for Thanksgiving and they held it down. They cooked, and I got the, well, Danielle cooked, but it was at his plate. And I'm just saying thank you guys, because without y'all, I would not have had any Thanksgiving tradition to continue this year. You know, all I did was watch the parade and then end up going to work. You know, so thank you for allowing me to come over, have Thanksgiving with y'all, and then come back for leftovers. I appreciate y'all. Thank you so much. So, last night was the Ray Jones Jr. and Mike Tyson pay-per-view match. Now, when I first heard about this, I had no clue it would be streaming online. I'm like, hold on, Mike Tyson, aren't those guys retired? But there was an actual fight yesterday. You know, it was on, you know, you could watch it on cable. You could find it on Verizon, Spectrum, or this or that. But it was on Mike Tyson's... You know, he had a league, and I think it was Tyson and Thriller. You know, so you got the Mike Tyson Legend Only League. Thriller is a video making and social media platform owned by Proximia Media, and was putting on the event. You know, they had a couple of, you know, they had Jake Paul, the YouTuber vlogger, to fight with a basketball player, which I didn't understand. Why did they put a vlogger versus a basketball player? But Nate Robinson was up for the challenge, you know. They had a few people that was getting ready, you know, who was fighting before Mike Tyson and Roy Jones Jr., you know. And it's, man, I don't watch a lot of boxing with vloggers and social media superstars. It has been a thing that's been happening lately. But, boy, did Nate Robinson go down. Like, that man went down like a sack of potatoes, bro. I was just surprised. Now, when it comes to Roy Jones and Mike Tyson, you know, Mike Tyson at 54, you know, some people say he's not a must-see attraction that he used to be 3 decades ago, but I gotta say, man, that man still got all the energy and stamina in the world. Like the way that he was coming at Roy was trying to just hold him down for every, like, you know, all I gotta do is just hold him down for 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Every round. 2 minutes. I just gotta hold him down. He just kept hugging him, because he was not trying to get knocked out at that age. He's like, nah, it might be hard to wake up tomorrow. You know? And of course, there was a couple of live performances from, like, Lil Wayne. You know, you had Snoop Dogg performing. You know, you had a couple of people perform. But, you know, this whole thing was really just... A new way to, you know, build the Thriller platform, you know what I mean? Yeah, especially because this was the first pay-per-view for Thriller, you know? Like, they were using this to launch premium live events for their app, you know? You know, they're trying to start doing these sport contests and concerts, you know, Thriller Fest, virtual festivals, you know? And I think it's an interesting way of things are going, you know what I mean? Because granted, yes, it was... on other platforms, you know, if you went to, like, Tyson on Thriller.com, you know, you was able to buy it, and you could either watch it from the Thriller app, or you can catch it live digital stream on Dish, Verizon, Spectrum, Xfinity, Cox, DirecTV. So, it was almost like any other pay-per-view match, except this one was live from, you know, a platform. So, you know, I guess this will be the way of the future, because YouTube already do those pay-per-views for when the vloggers are doing boxing matches. You know, and there's other apps out here that have that, like, the rap battle leagues, and that's all stream live online. You know, so, you know, it's we're going on new territory here, people. New territory. You know, it's a different world now when it comes to content and media and pay per views. And, you know, this fight was only like $50 compared to like a Mayweather fight. You know, which was pretty reasonable. And everybody and their mama was watching it. Thank y'all for paying. I was all over your live streams last night, because I wasn't paying no $50 for this fight. So thank you guys for all going live on your Instagram and your Twitter for me to watch the fight with you. I appreciate it. So last week I told you guys about Kevin Hart's Zero F Given stand-up comedy special. And I also told you about the new Clubhouse app. I did not know the following week those stories will be combined. So, as you know, a lot of people aren't really you know, rejoicing over Kevin Hart's new comedy special, Zero F Givens. You know, they're like, all right, you know, some people say it's the funniest thing he's ever done. Then you got the one that's like, nah, he's falling off. Me, as a Kevin Hart fan, I love him. I would still pay to see his movies and whatever he does next. I was not a fan of Zero F's Given. I chuckled, but it was not my favorite. So somebody created a room in Clubhouse saying, Kevin Hart's not funny. Or is Kevin Hart funny, I believe. And, you know, it started off as a room full of a couple people, and then it grew, and then after a while, it went from regular people to actual comedians in the room, and then eventually, Kevin Hart showed up to the room, and then people were telling him to his face that he wasn't funny. And, you know, it was funny because, you know, one moment, you had people talking mess about Kevin Hart, and then he showed up to the room, now they all asking him for a job. So it's like, hold on, pick a stance, y'all. Pick a stance. Because I'm telling you, I love Kevin, I'll tell it to his face. I didn't like that special. You know, I'm still going to go see your stuff. You know, if you give me a job, I'll take it. But I'm not going to sit here and beg for a job after I just trashed your name this whole time. Like, nah, bro. And for me, I'm like, as a fan, I feel like I have the right to tell you that I didn't enjoy something you did, because I pay my money to go see your work. You know what I mean? I pay for my Netflix subscription. I pay to go see your movies in theaters. I pay to go buy your book and your audio book to hear it and listen to it. So I feel like I have the right to say something like that. But, you know, it's crazy because now, like, after that could the back door, whatever you want to call it, almost every room on Clubhouse was dedicated to the Kevin Hart conversation. It was just like, man, this man knows how to keep himself in people's mind rent-free. You know, this was great promotion for his special because they didn't watch the special before. They definitely watched that special after every Clubhouse room started talking about it. That's for sure. So, this week, the new Saved by the Bell reboot had been released. And, man, it's actually pretty good. You know, I grew up on the series from a youngin', you know, granted, by the time I was old enough to actually understand what was going on TV, the original series was off the air. You know, I believe it was on from the 80s to 1993, and then from 93 to 2000, they had Saved by the Bell, the new class, which only had, like, Belding and Screech. But, you know, I grew up on the original. You know, they used to play it every morning on TBS at 7 a.m., so I'll watch it before I go to school in the morning. You know, on Fridays they had the college years, and, you know, of course, you had the TV movies that they've broken up into episodes. But, you know, it was very, 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 nostalgic to see these characters come back and see where they are in their lives and who have they become since the original series. And I dig it, you know. The only thing that on my mind is, like, where the hell is Screech? Screech is the only character that we don't see. They bring back everybody, well, not Belding, but they bring back almost everybody except Screech. And it's heartbreaking because it's just like, you got almost the whole gang together. Almost. You know, Lisa Turtle show up for one episode. Zach and Kelly on, like, three episodes. And the rest is AC and Jesse with the new students. And I got to say, I enjoy it. It's the humor's dark. You know, it's not for the same audience that grew up. If you grew up on original, you will enjoy this. But for kids, I would not recommend showing this to kids at all. Like, you could have been any age to watch original Saved by the Bell. I feel like with this one, you got to be at least a high school senior. I'm just saying. I don't think kids can see this. Well, guys, like I said, this was going to be a short episode. I got some videos to edit. Got some shows to put together. So, until next time, much love, God bless, two pieces of chicken grease, and I will see you next week. Same time, same place.